Abecedarian, whatever grows. Aunt B lives after her death in our wedding photos, bespectacled, cigarette hanging from her lips, beer cup in one hand, phone in the other, capturing us darling newlyweds in love and frighteningly unaware even of the beautiful and terrible and surprising forms love can take. I thought love was the polka-dotted dress, gone now, I wore on Valentine's, and patent black heels tiptoeing through the snow. Years later, I'm pregnant, and we're pulled into the Boy Scout lot in January, and I'm puking, and even later, he's crying in the same lot, the keys still in the ignition, into his Egg McMuffin, after we lost his mom. More time passed, and my uncle moved my aunt into the living room when she was next to dying, so she could see the expansive yard out the front picture window, and whatever grows at that point in summer. She died in the morning in the quiet of her living room on my oldest son's birthday. Whispers reverberated among the adults at his party, and we sipped our drinks, bottomless and strong, out of Daniel Tiger cups. Death comes in like a summer storm. Ubiquitous, dark clouds filling the horizon, violet stretching out forever, that familiar smell wilting, a heavy mist rising, floral and fragrant. Aunt B gifted me Christmas decorations, which I still use around the house every year. Your Aunt B made that, I say to my son, who's forgotten her, zipping his jacket in the glow of the candy garland.